You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Clark, I have a plan.
I have a plan for you, and I know that you can do it.
And I know that you can do it.
And to be honest, you know, most people would be like, oh, great. I'm, you know, but I was just like, okay, like, what is...
Well, you know, you got... So what I'm gonna, I just want to punctuate this by saying you now you're giving a purpose, because they say people in the Holocaust who had a purpose lived. Those who lost their purpose died.
Right.
So purpose is very important. Okay, yeah. So he says, I have... Say his words again.
He said he greeted me and said hello, and then he said, my name, Clark. He said, I have a plan for you.
A plan for you.
And I know that you could do
and
it.
And I know that you can do it.
And, you know, naturally, I'm like, okay, you know, I was, you know, okay, I don't know.
Who are you?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the people were just looking at me with, like, love, like, women were holding their hands together, and they were just looking at me, and the guys were just so happy, and, like, just so, and as I was, all of a sudden, after he said that, I started lifting back up. And I never turned away. I just started backing away. I never turned away.
Okay. You're still looking at his eyes.
I'm still looking at his, right.
And you start to ascend, they call it.
Right.
Levitate, I guess
right.
you say.
And then the only thing I can describe is, you ever seen Star Wars with the fast lights when they go into warp speed?
Yeah.
Right. And all of a sudden there was this stop, and there was a bright, bright, bright light. I mean, blinding light.
Now, do you think that was when they were giving you the electric shocks to revive you?
It could be. You know, I'm not sure how.
You had three electric shots, and you had three of these bands of electricity.
Yes.
So what happened? So you're being pulled back to life.
Yes.
To this world.
Yes.
I mean.
I'm being, and I seen the first light, this bright light, there was two figures.
Oh.
And I couldn't see the details of them. I could just see the silhouette, the gray, and they're like, you doing, they kept saying, are you doing okay? You're doing all right? And then they say, okay, you got one more, and then you'll be back. And I'm like, okay. So lights, fast lights, and then a bright, bright light, brighter than the one prior to that, appeared, and I was just like, wow. It was like, and that voice that I heard on the edge of that cliff, and he said, and
I mean, from Jesus.
He said, yes. He said, remember what I told you.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, it felt, everything went black.
Wow.
And it felt like I hit a brick wall at 1,000 miles per hour. And I mean, poof.
You were back in your dead body.
And let me tell you something. All I felt, there is no words to describe
how
disgusting and how horrible I felt. Being from how I felt there.
Yeah.
To hear, I was just so disgusted, and it was, I felt dirty. And I slowly opened my eyes, and as I slowly opened my eyes, I could, the sound came back to me little by little. I could hear like beeping noises and these weird shh sounds, and I couldn't move my neck because my neck was in a brace.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look over to my left, and I see all these stacked up machines. And I
so
look.
You're in the hospital. Now.
Yeah. I look over to my right, and I see this pump, and I see all these tubes.
Oh, it's breathing for you.
Yeah, I'm on life support.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that was keeping me alive at the time. So, straight across from me,
yeah.
Right in front of my bed, was this stained little tiny stainless steel cross. That was on the wall there. And then I realized, you know, I realized that what I had just experienced was real. And now this part of the story is where it gets real dramatic. When I realized that I was back in my body and I was back here, and I freaked out. I started ripping off everything.
Oh, gee.
Every patch.
You're coming out of a coma.
Yeah,
now you'd be able to find out how long were you in that coma state?
I think
weeks,
about a
days?
Week. I was in it for
so
a week.
So that whole thing happened, and you were gone from life for a week. You died, came back,
right.
But then you're in a deep sleep or whatever it is.
Right.
That brick wall
yeah.
you hit.
So
you're waking up and you're going,
I'm ripping everything off of me.
Oh my
word. The monitors are going crazy. Beep, 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 beep. I'm screaming. The first thing I pulled out was my feeding tube.
Oh.
Because that was the most uncomfortable
thing. Oh,
no. So I pulled out
this. Oh, no.
It
could have killed yourself.
Yeah, and the ventilator.
Oh, my word. So is it letting off the alarm so the damn nurses would come in?
Yeah, all the alarms are going off.
Blue thing.
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Yeah. I want to go back. I wanted to go back to wherever I was just at.
The Lord, yeah.
I wanted to go. I was 20 years old. I had no idea.
You were only 20.
I was only 20.
Nothing about Jesus.
I know nothing about God, nothing about Jesus.
Hit by two cars.
I really, I didn't live much at all or have any life experiences at that time in my life. So I'm pulling everything, screaming, I want to go back. The last thing I pulled out were these chest tubes, which was the worst experience ever.
Oh, no, I've had those.
I pulled the chest tubes out, and my lungs re-collapsed, and basically—
That's when you should have died.
I wanted to go back. I couldn't talk.
Oh.
The doctor came in.
What it is, in case people understand, I had that, what it is, you got a hole in your lung.
Yep.
So you're breathing in oxygen. Oxygen goes through the hole and gets captured underneath the lung. So it's like a gas. It's a terrible gas feeling because the lung can't go out and expand.
Yes.
So go ahead, continue on. This is wild.
So as, you know, they're restraining me.
You didn't die then. They must have had to put those tubes back in awful fast.
The everything.
What a challenge
about
for these guys.
Everything is.
Why didn't they have you tied down or something, you know?
Well, they did afterwards for sure. Yeah. Oh.
Well, you're a big, strong guy. Well, I wasn't
this big then. I was 160 pounds.
How much do you weigh now?
I weigh about 226 now.
And you work out.
And I work, yeah, I work
out. Do you work
out
every day or?
Yeah, I work it pretty much
like an hour every day or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
So you're a real, you belong to a club and all that stuff?
Yeah, no, I kind of just do it by myself.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I just met a girl she lost 80 pounds.
Really?
Little African-American girl that I knew for years because she worked in the hospital where my father had been. I've known her for maybe 18 years. Anyway, she lost all this weight, works out at the Bob Evans place. So what happened to you? She said, well, I didn't diet. She says, I just work out 5 days a week for an hour every day.
Good.
And
that's
just
great.
Fell off her. So I'm thinking there might be hope for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're pulling all this stuff out.
Yes. Yep, and
what happens next?
Somebody runs over and they have a needle in there, and they hit me with a needle. It puts me out, and it puts me into an induced coma. And when I was in that induced coma, the craziest things happened. Even then, the weirdest thing was after they put me out, they moved me from that room to another room, and I don't know if I had an outer body experience. Now, this experience was nothing like the heavenly one, but all of a sudden I was in this parking lot, and I seen this white car was parked right here, and then this SUV was pulling in next to the parked vehicle.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, somebody in the SUV started shooting at the white car. Pow, 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 pow. And there was a kid that had long hair, and he ended up getting shot in the neck.
Oh.
Well, as I'm coming out of this coma, there was only curtains that were separating each pod or whatever.
Pod, yeah, in the hospital.
Right. So, I'm just coming back.
You're probably in ICU at this point.
Right. I'm coming back, right, and there all I hear is these screams of this woman. Oh, my God, my baby, my baby, my baby. And, you know, the curtain was slightly open, and I'm just coming back, too, and I kind of look over my eyes, and that's when I see there's a kid laying next to me in this bed with a gunshot wound to the neck. With the same hair that I just seen in whatever kind of, I don't know what it was, a vision, a trance, wherever.
Yeah.
But when they put me under, I just had these weird, like it was my, it was just, the whole experience was surreal. All right. So, you know, I didn't come to Christ, I didn't come to Christ prior to that. You know, I didn't
Did
know
the kid
nothing.
Live or no?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But I know, you know, there's, there's spiritual things about this.
You saw what happened. Yeah.
Right. And it's crazy how I was there.
I hope he lived.
Yeah, I pray that he did too as well.
The fact that he made it to the hospital, it must have not cut the jugular vein, and perhaps there's a good chance he lived. But anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't know about Jesus or God or anything, and that part for me has been a process, you know. That it's been learning. It's been a wrestle, you know. When you read about Abraham, how he or not Abraham, Isaac, when he wrestled with God, you know, that's kind of,
he was Jacob first.
Jacob,
and he wrestles with God.
I'm sorry, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, yeah. It was Jacob when he wrestles with God.
Yeah.
And he puts his hip out a place
permanently.
This is before
he
turns
life, him, with
before he turns him into Israel. Yeah,
but because you have wrestled with God, you shall, with the change your name shall be Isaac.
That's right. Israel.
Israel. Yeah. Israel.
Israel. Yeah.
Israel, excuse me, not Isaac.
Yep. So
Israel.
So that's how it's been. It's, you know,
that's quite a name change, by the way.
Yeah, it definitely is. So that's how it's been with me, and it took me time, but and it took me to the darkest place in my life.
What did?
Just after being hit by the cars, it was very difficult recovering after that.
I mean, you had to have, did you have to relearn how to walk?
I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn how to, I couldn't write. I had to walk my fingers up a wall every day. And each day
painful?
I would mark, you know, over time I would mark a line.
The progress.
Just the progress.
I got to tip my hat off right now to these physical therapists.
Yeah,
they are amazing.
They are.
That's a call of God.
They are a call. Those physical therapists.
Yes.
The encouragement they give
you. God bless you, physical therapists.
Definitely.
You know, physical therapists. Bless them. Also
definitely.
Nurses.
That's a great profession to the
doctors.
Young guys, if you're looking to get into a career. That is an excellent with
you
a want career to talk with
about
purpose.
Being in service, be a,
right.
be a doctor,
yes.
be a nurse, be a physical therapist.
Yes, definitely. That physical therapy is what got me through. I couldn't believe it because you know, as I was walking my fingers
I
off.
I hope they know.
Yeah,
I went to see one in Vermont a couple of years ago, and he told me to do this certain exercise. And I thought, oh, that was a waste of you know, $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
I went home and I did it, you know what? And all that, whatever was wrong with me, started to clear up. By the time I left that town, I put a note on his door. I said, the best money I ever.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for a new day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
This is the sound of dry bones.